This is a summary of the story of Markandeya as it appears in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The sages saw that Suta Goswami was about to end his narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, and thus they urged him to first tell the story of Markandeya Rishi. Sri Shaunaka was confused about the extraordinarily long lifespan of Sri Markandeya, who had taken birth in Shaunaka's own dynasty and yet had moved about alone in the ocean of devastation for millions of years. And he had seen a wonderful child lying upon a banyan leaf. It seemed to Shaunaka that Markandeya had lived through 2 days of Brahma's lifetime, and so he asked Sri Suta Goswami to explain this. Suta Goswami replied that the sage Markandeya, after receiving the purificatory ritual of Brahminical initiation from his father, had fixed himself in the vow of lifelong celibacy. He then worshipped the Supreme Lord for 6 lifetimes of Manu. In the 7th Manvantara, Lord Indra sent Kamadev, Cupid, and his associates to interrupt the sage's austerities. But Markandeya Rishi defeated them by the potency generated from his penance. Then, to show mercy to Markandeya, Lord Sri Hari appeared before him in his form of Naranarayan. Sri Markandeya prostrated himself in obeisances and then worshipped the lords by offering them comfortable seats, water for washing their feet, and other respectful presentations. He also offered prayers. Satisfied by the prayers of Sri Markandeya had offered, the Supreme Lord told him what was his benediction. And the sage said he wanted to see the Lord's illusory energy. The Supreme Lord Sri Hari, present before Markandeya, in the form of Naranarayan, replied, "So be it." And then the Lord left for Badarik Ashram. One day, as Sri Markandeya was offering his evening prayers, the water of devastation suddenly flooded three worlds. With great difficulty, Markandeya moved about all alone in this water for a long time, until he came upon a banyan tree. Lying upon a leaf of that tree was an infant boy glowing with a charming effulgence. As Markandeya moved toward the leaf, he was pulled by the boy's inhalation, and just like a mosquito, drawn within the boy's body. Inside the child's body, Markandeya was amazed to see the entire universe just as it had been before the annihilation. After a moment, the sage was carried out by the force of the child's exhalation, and he was hurled back into the ocean of annihilation. Then, seeing that the child on the leaf was actually Lord Hari, the transcendental Lord situated within his own heart, Sri Markandeya tried to embrace him. But at that very moment, Lord Hari, the master of all mystic power, disappeared. Then the waters of annihilation disappeared as well, and Sri Markandeya found himself in his own ashram, just as before. Later, once, When Lord Shiva was traveling in the sky with his wife, Parvati, he came across Sri Markandeya merged in meditative trance. At the request of Parvati, Lord Shiva presented himself before the sage in order to grant him the result of his austerities. Coming out of his trance, Sri Markandeya saw Lord Shiva, the spiritual master of the three worlds, together with Parvati, and he worshipped them by offering them obeisances, words of greeting, and a sitting place. Then Lord Shiva praised the saintly devotees of the Personality of Godhead and requested Sri Markandeya to choose whatever benediction he desired. Markandeya begged for unflinching devotion to the Supreme Lord Srihari, unflinching devotion to the devotees of the Supreme Lord, and to Lord Shiva himself. Satisfied with Markandeya's devotion, Lord Shiva awarded him the boons of renown, freedom from old age and death until the time of universal dissolution, knowledge of all three phases of time, renunciation, realized knowledge, and the position of a teacher of the Puranas. Those who chant and hear the story of Markandeya Rishi will attain liberation from material life, which is based on the accumulated desires generated from fruitive work. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.